For this Friday, August 1st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Today through Sunday is the 35th annual Keck Gonnerman Antique Machinery and Cars Show at the Posey County Fairgrounds. Admission is free, and there will be food vendors, a flea market, and numerous activities and events. The 2025 features are Keck Gonnerman tractors, steam engines, and separators. For general information, you can contact Alan Brenner at 812-457-2811. The Indiana Department of Transportation announced a road closure for State Road 66 in Posey County. Officials say beginning on or around this Monday, August 4th, crews will close State Road 66 near Parker Settlement. This closure will occur between Juanita Drive in Blairsville and State Road 65. This closure will allow for multiple pipe replacement projects along the roadway. Work is anticipated to take a week to complete depending on the weather. NDOT says the official detour for this project is State Road 65 to State Road 68 to State Road 165. Local traffic will have access up to the point of closure. NDOT urges drivers to slow down and stay alert in work zones. The MSD of Mount Vernon is encouraging parents of students in grades 1st through 12th to enter their Mount Vernon student in the Give for Good Initiative Scholarship Program for a chance to win a $50,000 scholarship. How it works is each week, For Good Community will deliver enough supplies to your school for each participating student to receive one item. The challenge is to make a measurable social impact with one random product you receive. You will log the weekly donations in the Give for Good logbook given to each participating student. The scholarship will run from the beginning of the school year to the last week of school. At the end of the school year, students will write a summary about their experience and what they are taking away from the program that will be applicable to their future. One student will receive a $50,000 scholarship for their dedication to giving. You can visit the MSD of Mount Vernon Facebook page for the link to register. Yesterday was the trade deadline of Major League Baseball, and the St. Louis Cardinals, with their 55-55 record, decided to be sellers at the deadline. On Wednesday, they traded closer Ryan Helsley to the New York Mets for three prospects. Wednesday night, St. Louis traded relief pitcher Steven Matz to the Boston Red Sox for their 24th prospect, Blaze Jordan, who is a first baseman and a third baseman. Then on Thursday, the Cardinals shipped relief pitcher Phil Maton to the Texas Rangers for a pair of pitching prospects. The Chicago Cubs, who are battling for first place in the National League Central with a record of 63-45, were buyers at this year's deadline. They acquired pitcher Michael Soroka from the Washington Nationals, relief pitcher Andrew Kittredge from the Baltimore Orioles, infielder and outfielder Willie Castro from the Minnesota Twins, and relief pitcher Taylor Rogers from the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Cincinnati Reds are still in the hunt for a wildcard spot in the National League, and they acquired infielder/outfielder Miguel Andujar from the Oakland Athletics, pitcher Zach Little from the Tampa Bay Rays, and third baseman Key Brian Hayes from the Pittsburgh Pirates. In game action for Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals enjoyed an off day as they start a three-game series at the San Diego Padres tonight at 8:40. The Chicago Cubs also did not have a game yesterday, and they began a three-game set at home with the Baltimore Orioles this afternoon at 1:20. The Cincinnati Reds lost their series opener last night at home against the Atlanta Braves 12-11 in 10 innings. The Reds sit at 57-53 on the year. Game two of the series is today at 11:40. That's news and sports for this Friday, August 1st. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.